questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. If you have been following this series of shows, we are trying to answer some doubts or misconceptions on the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam or on religious issues in general. Like always, we invite some scholars and researchers from Qom Seminary Schools. This time, again, we have the honor to have Sheikh Nur Muhammad with us in the studio. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. My pleasure to be here.
You're most welcome here. Question of the day that the Sheikh we're going to talk about is about the worship of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt. The question that came to us says that if it's true that the Imams pray 1,000 rak'ahs of prayers in a day, or they had lengthy worships, so when did they work for their own self and when were they able to answer the people's questions and issues and to solve the issues of the people? So all in all, the questions about the lengthy ibadah or the lengthy worships of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. What is the answer?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, let me expand on the issue and on this question. Of course, if you look at the narrations of Ahlul Bayt, alayhimu salatu wasalam, peace and blessing of Allah be upon them all, We find this issue that they were engaged in a lot of worships. Mm-hmm. For example, we have Khan Ali ibn al-Husayn, alayhimu salam, yusalli fil yawm wal laylata alfu rak'a kama kana yusalli yaf'alu amirul mu'minin, alayhi salam. In this beautiful narration, it has been quoted that Imam As-Sajjad, alayhi salam, he was praying in days and nights around 1,000 units of prayer, mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
And as Imam Ali, alayhi salam, he was doing so.
Yeah.
And of course, we have numerous narrations in this regard that they were engaged in a lot of worships. Mm-hmm. So the question is here, what about other aspect of worshipping, for example, doing services to the people and so on and so forth? I need to explain for my dear listeners about the meaning of worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean to have kind of worships? But before that, let me give you another introduction to this issue. Yeah, you know that prayers of Ahlul Bayt sometimes was at nights. Mm-hmm. For example, in the verse of Noble Quran, we have kanu qalilan min al-layl ma yahjaun wa bil ashar hum yastaghfirun. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about the faithful people. They were praying during the nights.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, sleeping a little. And in the, you know, dawn and in night, they were always remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking forgiveness, okay? Mm-hmm.
So is it possible, Sheikh, to pray 1,000 rak'ah in a night or let's say?
You know, this is actually, this is part of the answer of this question. I want to say that sometimes, of course, in this narration, we have in days and nights they were praying.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the most cases, I want to say that the suitable place and, of course, suitable time for praying is actually in nights.
Yeah.
Another point is that sometimes they were praying while they were walking. Mm-hmm. You know, in nafila prayer or recommended prayer, you can do it while you are walking.
Yeah, True.
While you are, for example, riding the horse, you know, talking about Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, while you are doing some services, okay? There is no contradiction between having nafila and recommended prayer and having your other daily routine services, okay? It has been mentioned in Islamic laws. Actually, I want to say, if you look at other verses of Noble Quran, for example, we have Ya ayyuhal muzammil qum al-layla illa qalila nisfahu awinqus minhu qalila, addressing Noble Prophet Muhammad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders Noble Prophet Muhammad to pray night prayer, half of the night or more or less than that. You know, the great emphasis in the verse of Noble Quran has been put on having prayers and recitation of verses of Noble Quran, asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is all of them they consider to be worshipping of Allah in nights.
Very true.
And of course, you can do it in, you know, in days. But the point here is that you can have your daily routine works, and at the same time, you are praying, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have your recommended prayers.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Sheikhuna, based on what you explained, actually, we got a little bit perplexed because, you know, we have based on a hadith, in case we perform any action with the niyyah, with the intention of doing it for the sake of God. So all of those actions are considered as ibadah and worship, act of worship. So if we just try to have this intention, this niyyah, that we perform all of our actions from early morning till late at night for the sake of God, so it is an ibadah. Are we talking about this kind of ibadah, or the ibadah which has some, let's say, practical format, like as it has been mentioned, 1,000 rak'ahs? So I want to ask you, are you talking about the kind of ibadah which is based on an intention, though even the practical ones are based on intention, or the practical ones which takes, for example, even we cannot even imagine that one person say 1,000 rak'ah in one night, because even the length of that night is not that much so that it contain 1,000 rak'ah.
Of course, the question is about the formal prayer.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That the, you know, that this formal prayer that's all, you know, each and every Muslim they have on a daily basis. The question is about that.
Yeah.
But the points here I want to clarify: ibadah and worshiping of Allah does not limit only to the daily routine prayers.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
True. Yeah.
Whatever you're doing, as you mentioned, whatever you do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, having some services for the people, even working, have some economic action in order to have some earning for your family, some sustenance for your family, it has been considered to be ibadah and worshipping of Allah. I want to say that we have to change our mind about the meaning and concept of ibadah and worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one point. So if we have this issue, we understand that Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam, they have all kinds of worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only daily prayers or recommended prayers or obligations, but they have all other kinds of and types of the worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another point is that even if you have these daily recommended prayers, and we quoted the narration, they have in days and at nights, they have these, you know, recommended prayers. You know, we quote the narration of Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam, يصلي في اليوم والليلة ألف ركعات. They have, you know, 1,000 units of prayer. This is, you know, recommended prayer actually. We want to say that you can do it. First of all, you can have it, you know, while you are walking, while you have your daily routine activities. Because in recommended prayers, it is not necessary to go to the mosque to, for example, to have the, you know, in all other conditions of prayer, it is not necessary to have it. The other point that I want to mention that, you know, if you have these kind of prayers toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you some kind of tawfiq, which means blessing. That you have kind of, let's say, you know, expansion in your time. You can you find some kind of barakah.
Very true.
And tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some kind of blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you find some kind of expansion in your prayers, in your time. And you can do your recommended prayers.
Very true. This concept of barakah of the time is really something serious that we ourselves have sometime experienced it in our lifetime.
You know, as you mentioned, we have, you know, our experience that sometimes if we want to pray and if we want to focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have some kind of, you know, activities, I mean, morally speaking, you find blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can do other services attached to that, you see? But if you go toward this material life, sometimes you find some kind of limitation that even you cannot do your daily routine works. For example, in the verse of Noble Quran, we have that man a'rada an dhikri fa inna lahu ma'ishatan danka. If you refrain from remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you find kind of a difficult life. Okay, that's you know, that's
difficulty in your sustenance in your
Difficulty in your sustenance, and you find kind of, you know, limitation that maybe you cannot do other activities, you know, your daily activities. I want to say that on the other hand, if you want to go and if you want to travel toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have kind of a spiritual journey toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you kind of blessing and mercy that you can do your recommended prayers very easily and facilitates for you to have your, you know, recommended activities.
Thank you very much, dear Sheikh Nur Muhammad, for your elaboration and your nice explanations, and you, respected listeners, for staying tuned and listening to this discussion. I hope you find it quite informative, as I did. And that's why I want to ask you to join us again in our upcoming sessions with new topics to be discussed there. Till then, I leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن